With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Police are trying to determine who was behind the mass shooting at Chiefs Super Bowl celebration. Correspondent Bruce Morton reports.
Mayor Quentin Lucas says if the Chiefs win another Super Bowl, it might be better for a smaller event at their home stadium. This way, he believes security can be managed more easily. One person was killed and 22 people wounded when gunfire broke out shortly after the Chiefs left the stage at their victory rally on Wednesday. Security experts say large gatherings combined with the prevalence of guns can make for a deadly combination. I'm Bruce Morton.
Former President Trump's first criminal trial is set to begin late next month. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A New York judge announced that Trump's hush money trial will go ahead as scheduled with jury selection starting on March 25th. With the decision, the judge turned aside requests for a delay from the former president's defense lawyers. Trump's attorneys blasted the decision to keep the March date, complaining that he will have to stand trial in New York during the presidential primary season. Trump, who is in the Manhattan courtroom, is accused of falsifying business records in a hush money case. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An FBI informant has been charged with lying to authorities about a multi-million-dollar bribery scheme between President Biden, his son Hunter, and a Ukrainian energy company. The claim is central to a Republican impeachment inquiry in Congress. Prosecutors say Alexander Smirnoff falsely told FBI agents in June 2020 that executives associated with the Ukrainian energy company Burisma paid Hunter and Joe Biden $5 million each in 2015 and 2016. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 348 points, the Nasdaq rose 47. This is SRN News. Another attack on a church in Canada.
This one happened over the past weekend at Blessed Sacrament Catholic Church in Regina, Saskatchewan. Video footage shows a man using gasoline and matches to set the building on fire before running away. A door burned, but firefighters managed to put it out before it spread. Churches all across Canada have been the target of arson and vandalism over the past 3 years, more than 100 of them in all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Millions of Americans are observing Lent, a traditional 40-day period of fasting, self-discipline, and prayer leading up to Holy Week. It commemorates the 40 days Jesus spent in the wilderness fasting and enduring temptation by Satan. According to OpenBible.info, food is the thing that Christians are most likely to give up for Lent, with meat, chocolate, fast food, sugar, bread, and chips being the most popular items. Another thing folks give up? Technology. This is SRN News. Tragedy concerning a sled dog team.
Both a Minnesota man testing a snowmobile for his employer and the company have been cited for reckless driving. That after the machine slammed into a sled dog team and killed three dogs in December. State of Alaska has charged Eric Johnson and Minnesota-based Polaris Incorporated with that misdemeanor. The musher says he turned his headlamp on when he saw the snowmobiles coming right at him on the Denali Highway. Johnson says he saw a faint light but didn't know what it was. Jason Walker reporting.
The Biden administration is easing its restrictions on banking giant Wells Fargo, saying the bank has sufficiently fixed its toxic culture after years of scandals. The news sent Wells Fargo stock up sharply. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.